My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, happy Friday and welcome to the first edition of So Now You Know. I'm Charlie O. I am your sports update guy in the afternoons and also the assistant brand manager for ESPN 1320. And from time to time, not every day, but on days when I have something to say, I'm going to do a tailgate podcast that's going to just jump up with James Hamm and Kyle Batson and just a few things that are on my mind I'm going to share with you. And I hope that you will like them and that if you have feedback that you will feed it back to us. You can always let us know what you think. And I would like to hear about what you think. And if there's anything that you'd like me to cover, let me know. So anyway, this is Friday. It is March the, what is it? March the whatever. I didn't see. Now that's how busy I've been today. I have no idea what. Oh, it's March the 8th. So Friday, March the 8th. And a story broke. I got this out of the Athletic. And Fox Sports announced today that they are going to feature, starting this season, a primetime college football game on every Friday. And teams will come from the Big Ten. Now, why would they want the Big Ten? Well, particularly this season, because USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington will now be a part of that. So it'll be an attractive thing for the West Coast. Also, the Big 12. And of course, why would the Big 12 now become more attractive, particularly for the West Coast? Because Arizona State, University of Arizona, Utah, and Colorado are now involved. And of course, primetime, Coach Prime is going to always be draw an audience. And so they'll be on a lot. You can count on that. And then they also are going to feature teams from the Mountain West, which will soon be the new Pac-12. After this, well, right now, the Pac-12 is really the Pac-2 football conference because Oregon State and Washington State are the only two teams that are left. They've got some kind of a interesting alliance right now laid out with the Mountain West on how they're going to schedule over the next two seasons. And in reality, the only logical thing for those schools to do is to come up with some kind of an alignment and merger with the Mountain West because the schools regionally are all there. Financially, they fall in line about with where Oregon State and Washington State are, and it would be, it's just too logical not to do it. So eventually the Pac-2 and the Mountain West will become the new Pac, whatever number they come up with, and be a part of that. But the Mountain West will be a part of it as well. Now, I have to be honest with you. I don't mind college football being on Wednesdays. I don't mind it being on Thursdays. I certainly don't mind it being all day and all night long on Saturdays. But I'm not thrilled about this Friday night concept. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Friday night is high school football. And I don't like the idea of anything that would get in the way that would lessen people being encouraged to go out and see high school football games. Now, I'm an old guy. Those of you who know me that have seen me out at our events know that you take one look at my hair and you know I've lived a little bit. I'm a great grandpa, so that'll tell you how old I am. And I still will take some time and every once in a while just pull in and get out and go in and watch a little bit of a high school football game because I think they're great things. And it's where you may be watching a kid that is going to be in the NFL in 4 or 5 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You never know. And I think that we have enough competition with enough pro-level sports, and let's be honest, at this point with name, image, and likeness and all of the things that are happening, college sports have become very much a professional game at this point. And that's okay because there's a lot of money being made by colleges and universities and coaches and everything else. And there's no reason why players shouldn't be making some decent money out of it as well. They were the ones that were getting screwed. And so I'm happy that they're being included now. But I really believe that the colleges owe it to high schools and to high school athletes to leave Friday nights alone. Keep that a sacred night. Play all you want. Play Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Thursday night, but leave Friday night alone. Now, they won't. I'm just an old man howling at the moon at this point because I don't have doodly squat in my wallet to keep them away from it. And they are all paying way too much to these conferences for the games to try to get the rights to the games and the playoff games and everything else. So they'll ignore me. But it's not right. It's just not right. And one thing that you can count on for me is that I'm going to call it the way I see it. And Fox Sports, it's a big mistake. You're not doing the right thing here. All right, enough with that. Hey, let's talk a little bit about auto sports. This is a big weekend for auto sports. One of the things that makes it a big weekend is that IndyCar premieres this weekend. I like auto sports, and we're going to talk a little more about it from time to time. But particularly, we'll do it because it's a little more niche, if you will. So we'll talk more about it on these little short podcasts. NASCAR is in Phoenix this weekend. Phoenix, a fun track. It's a 1 mile pretty flat oval, and it gets hot and it gets slick, and you got to drive. I mean, those drivers have to drive that track. Tonight, this is Friday that I'm recording. Tonight, the ARCA Menards Series at 5 p.m. our time races the General Tire 150. That's on FS1. Then on Saturday at 1:30 our time on FS1, we have, this is a great race name, the call811.com Everydig 200. I would hate to be the announcer on that race. That's a tough name to call. So that'll be a good one. And then on Sunday, 12 noon our time, there'll be the Phoenix 312. Now, I know what you're wondering. You're going, how do you come up with the Phoenix 312? Well, you just run 312 laps on a 1 mile oval and you come up with a 312-mile race. So that's how they're coming up with that. So, but I guarantee you won't forget it now, will you? Yeah, the Phoenix 312. I like it. As I mentioned, IndyCar, this is their opening weekend. They are on a road course in St. Petersburg, Florida. Tomorrow morning at 6:35 a.m. our time, I will not be getting up for this, but if you're a diehard, you will be. They have practice session number two. They've already had their practice session number one. Because it's Florida, it's always hot, so they try to get it out of the way early. And then at 11 a.m., they will have qualifications. Those can be seen on the Peacock Network. And then on Sunday, race coverage begins at 9 a.m. our time. And that will all be on Peacock, NBC, and Universo, which I believe is the old Univision. So you can watch all of that. You'll have to check all your local listings. Just go to your guide, and that'll let you know everything that's going on there. But IndyCar, back in action. And then Formula One is in action. They have back-to-back weeks. More Formula One races than we've had in a long time. So Formula One action is going to be more consistent this year than what it's been in a long time. Formula One in action. They've already qualified. And we have a race on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. our time. It's on ESPN. It's from Saudi Arabia. And it's on the streets. It's on the Jeddah Street Circuit. And it is a nighttime race in Saudi Arabia. And if you've ever seen this race, it's spectacular. The nighttime lighting off the cars and off the buildings and everything else. It is superb. So if you like racing, even if you don't really like racing, Formula One races are timed races. So they don't go longer than 2 hours and they're very spectacular and it's an event. So get up, have a little coffee, have a bagel, catch a little auto racing. That's at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Max Verstappen is going, I think, for his 22nd straight Formula One win, if I remember right. He and Red Bull have just, they've been on such a crazy run that it's been nuts. But anyway, there you go. So that's it for now. This is our first edition of this. Hope you'll enjoy it. Hope you'll check us back. When we'll show up again? Sometime next week. I don't know when. Just look for it. We'll be a part of the package with James and Kyle. And for them, just make sure that you download and subscribe at the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. But that's it for now. So now you know, I'm Charlie O. Have a great weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.